The themes and the content discussed in this programme may be of an adult nature. It is not suitable for younger ears.
Live and local.
After the Watershed.
We're back. How are you?
I'd forgotten about the duck.
Oh, forget about the duck. Happy New Year.
Oh, Alison, Happy New Year. Last time I saw you... Well, I won't talk about the last time I saw you because no one needs to remember that. But tequila is not your friend. You were extraordinary as Dolores.
Thank you.
Oh, we had such a blast. It was so brilliant seeing you. And I felt like a proud mom.
I told everyone in the audience
I knew you.
I've got proper post-pantomime blues though.
Oh, you're so showbiz.
I'm so showbiz. Look, I've still got my fake eyelashes on. I literally can't take them off. It's like an addiction.
Why are you wearing the bikini though? Because I...
Bit much, do you think,
for
Wednesday?
To me, it's just a bit... I think I've had an accidental caffeine.
No, I made sure.
Are you sure?
I made sure that yours was decaf. Well, are you feeling a little
bit? I feel a little bit.
Oh,
good luck, everyone.
We're in for a wild night.
Good luck. Happy New Year. Any resolutions?
No, I was fabulous last year and I'm going to continue being just as fabulous. You?
Not to comment on comments like that.
I'm not down with the whole New Year, New You business, though. No. I just think it puts too much pressure on people.
I thought you liked pressure.
No, not in that way. I just think, I'm just not going to make resolutions. What's the point? You just break them.
What a lovely positive attitude you have today.
Although, I have a resolution for you.
Oh, go
on. In 2020.
Oh, don't.
I believe this will be the year.
So do I.
You get wed.
Oh,
I'm going down the aisle. I'm doing the whole thing.
You taking me up the aisle? I can't. Oh my goodness. What's the feeling?
I don't know whether it's my mermaid powers or what, but yeah. I've just got a feeling.
So have I.
2020 is going to be your year, baby.
I've got new eyeliner on as well.
There you go.
Never waste it. And I've got a haircut. Do I look like a boy?
You don't. I love the new hair.
Thank you.
We should talk about the new hair.
Can we? Well, we are.
It's big, which
thank
I love.
You. Thank you.
It's got a lot of volume. It's got that swishy thing. You've got that. I've just stepped out of the salon thing going on.
Alison, and here's the thing, right? I didn't know I had a natural wave.
You've definitely got a natural wave. I always knew you had a natural kink, but that's for a whole other show.
Live and local.
After the Watershed.
So, in the whole kind of thing of New Year and all of that, we thought we might talk about travelling.
Oh,
broadening
yes.
our horizons.
Well, if anyone needs them broadening, lady.
Because that is often someone's New Year's resolution, isn't it? To travel more, to explore more, to have more adventure, man.
Best place you've ever been?
Best place
Port I've Slade?
Ever been. It's a close-run thing between Port Slade and Shoreham, but... Yeah. Where's the most extravagant place I've ever been? Oh, I've done that kind of Thailand thing and India.
Did you pay?
I did. And then, of course, I tell you, in fact, the most extravagant thing I've ever done was to have an Ayurvedic massage in India. That was quite the experience. Well, before I went for it, Paul said to me, you do realise that when you go for an Ayurvedic massage, you will have to strip completely naked. And I thought, don't be ridiculous, he's lying, he's winding me up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I then got to this room with a young man who asked me to disrobe. Now, what would you do in that situation?
I would have been naked already, mate. There'd be no... I'd go, you too. I've shown you mine.
Me being very British, bit of a people pleaser, not wanting to offend, just thought, I better just do what I'm told here. So I took all my clothes off.
God, I can't even bear where this is going.
I then had this massage, all right? Yes. And then later on that night, at the hotel bar, we were sat next to a table of northerners who were having a conversation on the lines of this. Well, I can't do the accent, but it doesn't matter. I'll go with it anyway.
Oh.
Can't believe it. Some lass apparently took all her clothes off just because he asked her to. Who does that? And I literally... just sat there dying into my tequila sunrise. So that probably was the most extravagant travel experience of my life.
Well, I've been everywhere.
I have heard that. I thought it was just a rumour.
I've been around the world and I. So I, before you met me, I had a career. And I used to do lots of press trips. And they
freebies.
Are, thank you. Yeah. Freebie Lynch is the name I got at one point. And they are extraordinary, but they ruin you for real life.
Yeah.
So well, you're going
to
be.
It's literally everything just handed to you on a plate.
And a silver plate. You know, amazing. I went to Villa Feltrinelli, which was Mussolini's last home on Lake Garda.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Nice.
Michael Winner was a fellow guest. And he complained that there weren't enough. Well, he complained that there weren't enough homemade jams on offer. And there were about six.
Well, that is an issue.
Extraordinary. Jamaica was an incredible trip. Mm. And I went to the Blue Mountains and Jakes and all these places that have like little heliports. So people, you know, royals go there. Apparently, in the cottage I stayed in Jakes when I went to Jamaica, and they told me this, and I am repeating this as fact, because effectively this means I've married him, Harrison Ford was in the bed before me.
Really?
Don't change the sheets, said BB. Leave. Harrison Ford stayed in the bed.
Wow.
The next night, Lynchy.
That's very glam.
Thank you, Alison. Thank you.
We're going to talk about travelling today, but obviously we're going to put a little bit of a spin on it because that's what we do on After the Watershed. Mm. We're going to do a tour of Europe.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it the sex-rated tour.
Okay.
And we have a fabulous expert to help us on our travels. Travel writer and Brighton resident Tracy Davies joins us in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
We were discussing the rules actually on this earlier. When do you
the
stop
rules.
Saying Happy New Year?
Yeah.
Like at what point?
I think it's about 1:30 today. I'm not sure.
Right. Okay.
I think.
Good.
Oh,
okay.
We're just in. I think it's... I think if you're in January and you're seeing someone for the first time...
Mm.
Since Christmas,
then you
since the new year,
say,
yeah.
But obviously, if you don't see somebody until like May, it's a bit weird. Happy New Year. Well, it doesn't matter. Now, what gives you the credentials?
What gives you the right?
I mean, how many X-rated journeys have you been on, Tracy?
Can
you
beat to mention.
A naked Ayurvedic massage in India?
I've had my fair few naked massages
have
myself.
You?
Yeah,
well, like, everything.
The first one. Well, no, actually, the very first massage I had was in Indonesia, and I'd never had one before, and this lady who came in, who was about 150, came in, and I was just dressed just in my pants, and she decided to give every bit of my body a good going over with her clawy claw hands.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like, oh my God.
Wow.
This is really, really, I didn't have a massage after that for about 10 years.
No.
I was very damaged.
Wow.
It.
I mean,
yeah.
The whole thing of massage is a bit of a weird one though, isn't it? If you think about it. In fact, we should do a whole show just on massage.
You know the kind of, I really think I'm drunk. I can't think of words, but what is it in the massage? What's the euphemism? Happy ending, happy finish? What
happy
is it?
Ending.
Happy ending.
Yeah.
Or happy finish.
I've never had one of those.
No, but...
It's extra.
Is it extra?
Yeah. And I'm not too everybody, tight to pay.
Not everybody likes you to ask for it.
No.
I could imagine. You found your experience. Tell me who you've... who have you written for?
So I write a lot for Metro,
yeah.
The Telegraph.
Yeah.
The Daily and Sunday Express.
See, I just like to get some quality here.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Have you ever stolen anything on a trip?
Oh, my God, just constant. No.
I love the sound of these press trips, though.
Oh, they
How
are
can I get
the
on this?
Best. They're better than any holiday
game.
You'll ever... Go on.
The only problem with the press trip is you arrive at the airport and you're it's only then that you meet who you're going with.
Yeah, the big
brother
moment.
Yeah, yes. And you're like, and it's like school. The first person you bond with, because you're like, oh, they look at me and, you know, they look like they're happy to see me. You hate after 2 days, but you still have to hang around with them, don't you?
What's the best press trip you've ever been on, Tracy?
God, I've been on so many brilliant ones. Oh God, that's a huge question. I'll tell you, the recent one I've been on, I went to Berlin for the first time ever, and it was fantastic. And
people love Berlin.
I know. I didn't realise. It's the first time I've been, and it was just so cool and so much fun. And which we will discuss very shortly.
I was going to say, is that when you went to porno karaoke?
Well, I tried to go to porno karaoke. Unfortunately, it wasn't on the itinerary.
What happens at porno karaoke?
Porno karaoke just sounds like the best. Now I'm a massive karaoke fan.
Are you?
I love it.
What's your song of choice?
Star Maker by the Kids from Fame.
Oh, I want to hear you do that now. Oh, I do love a bit of karaoke.
Do you know?
What's your go-to? We've never done karaoke, baby. What's your go-to tune?
Listen, I was a professional singer, so people like you... I'm not. No, I can't sing anymore. I used to sing. I wouldn't have... Oh, I know I have. Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, I love it. So porno karaoke
Porno karaoke, it's very different. So you don't have to go with your favourite songs because you're not actually singing. You're...
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
You're the soundtrack of 70s porno flicks.
I want to do this.
How brilliant is that? There's a bar called Toast Hawaii in the, let me have a look, Prenzlauerberg area of Berlin. And once a month they have a porno karaoke. So they have like 70s, like big screens with 70s porno films. And you have a microphone and you make all the sounds.
Oh, my Lord.
Sounds awesome. I think it would really work in Brighton.
Can I talk about me?
Please do.
So my first ever radio moment. Mm. So I'd gone to journalism college quite late, and then do you remember in Guardian Media and you used to reply to an ad and get a response?
Yes.
And I replied, and it was a program called The Mix, and it was a Radio 5 show just starting up, and Euromix, and they wanted features, and I'd never done nothing in radio at all, and I pitched an idea, and it was the history of orgasms in pop music. Boom. And I had to do, and I got it, obviously, and I had to get songs that had orgasms in. So it's like this. And I ended up at Claire Rayner's house with a ewer. Do you remember the ewers?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like this?
Because
this is brilliant.
Michael Winner and Claire Rayner, and we're only 19 minutes in.
It gets better. So I'm at Claire Rayner's house, and the point of Claire Rayner for this was I was playing her tracks that had orgasms in, and she had to rate them. Oh,
playing her tracks. Does she have a whole LP of her own?
Jay likes to reproduce this on piano. No, so
are there many songs then with orgasms?
Oh, well, here we go. Orgasm Addict, Lil Kiss, Yoko Ono, Kiss.
Anything by Prince.
And then Pete Tong, another clang. I got him to mark, and I said, what's your favourite song on orgasm? And he went, Michael Jackson, when he says that. I'm not going to talk about Michael Jackson. It's not going in. But my point is, poor Claire Rayner, and she was such a professional. I was in her kitchen and she offered me a biscuit and a cup of tea, and I said no to the biscuit. She went, I really hope you don't think you're overweight, young lady. Like, brilliant. Yeah, it's very sweet. Turned off her fridge because the fridge was making noise and she knew the ewer would pick it up.
Oh, that's a sign of class. Come on.
So
I'm now listening. I'm trying to find the song, Orgasm Addict.
Buzzcocks.
Yeah. It's not playing though. That's annoying.
Oh, Orgasm Addicts. Yeah. Lil Je T'aime.
Of course.
Je T'aime is the classic. So, you know porno karaoke?
Yeah.
Do they provide you with props to make make some of the noises?
Do you know what they do? They do, if you dress up in fetish gear or sort of like porno trash, they like to call it, then you get a free drink.
Oh, winning.
I always get a free drink. I don't need to do that to get a free drink. So do you do the script? You know, hello lady, I'm here with a pizza.
I think basically it's free. It's freestyle. You can just
freestyle. Yeah. And what do you win?
A go.
I think this is something that could take off here, you know.
I think it sounds brilliant. It looks so much fun.
We should all go into business together. I mean, Lord knows I need to, you know...
Porno karaoke, up the salary a bit. This time next year, we could be millionaires. Berlin seems to be the place for it, though, because there's also a fetish ball, isn't there?
There is a fetish ball. So I was staying in a hotel called the Enhow on the east side of the Spree.
Why don't
River?
You even attempt the German accent when you pronounce these things?
I can just about do it in the English accent. And so each year, it's very clear. It's in the sort of music quarter, and they have a fetish ball. Not at the hotel, but nearby, and it's all part of the big fetish, German fetish weekend. Which this year is May 20th to May 24th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Write that down, everyone.
I put it in my diary.
And often, so the guy who's showing us around, he said that often it sort of coincides with their Mother or Father's Day. So at the hotel, they have fetish ball goers mixed with families having a nice lunch. He said it's really properly nuts.
What happens at a fetish ball? Is it just that you dress up or does stuff happen?
It does sound like you dress up and they have sort of like
raffle.
Yeah, tombola. Sort of parades and competitions and such. Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, I looked at the website last night to have a look at some of the pictures, and they are amazing.
Oh,
it does
look
really impressive.
Are you still looking for Orgasm Addict?
Yes, I can't find. Won't play it. I don't know.
Maybe
the BBC has banned it. Yeah. We're just not aware. We're not allowed to play Orgasm on the radio. Oh, that reminds me of a time. Oh gosh. So, my first job on radio was on a different radio station. It was a late night radio show, a little bit like this one, and I co-presented it with a man who asked me to recreate that moment in When Harry Met Sally.
Oh.
Yeah. And being young
did you
naive,
have an agent?
No. Being young and naive, I did. What I didn't realise, and my mother and father were at the same time sat in the A&E department of the Royal Sussex County Hospital with my poorly sister, and they had to sit there in the waiting room and hear that over the speakers.
You would do anything to upstage your sibling.
I know. Terrible. It still brings me, it still makes me blush. Brings me out in a slight rash, that story. But anyway, shall we move on from Berlin to our next destination? Now, this is somewhere I've never been and really want to go. Not the actual museum we're about to talk about. I can't say that's on my to-do list, but Iceland. I'd love to go to Iceland.
Yes.
I love the idea of the Blue Lagoon. Oh, I could see us there relaxing in those warm thermal waters. No?
Alison. Tracy, I've had a year and a bit of Alison flirting with me, and I've got to say, it's gone too far. This, you've crossed a line. I am not thermaling anything with you. All I think of Iceland is all the men I know that have been to Iceland. It is all men. Isn't that weird? That have all gone there for stag do's. Suddenly it became a stag do place and just said how expensive the beer is.
It is very pricey. Mm. I've heard that. Things are very expensive.
What's there? What's the
alcohol?
Museum?
So the museum is famously the only museum in the world dedicated to the humble penis.
Oh.
Gift shop. It's going to be amazing.
Already.
The fridge already. Magnets are already...
It's called the Icelandic Phallological Museum.
Oh, that's a lovely. That's that easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know.
Bit of a mouthful, wasn't it?
That makes it sound more highbrow, doesn't it, than penis museum.
Penis museum.
But do you reckon you can get those T-shirts in the gift shop? My mum went to the penis museum and all she bought me back.
Oh, my God. I went to the cider museum in Taunton. Is it similar?
I think so, yes. I think... No. Did you have tastings there, though?
Oh, step too far.
No, step not step too far. Far enough. Yes.
I mean, this sounds like a stupid question, but what are the exhibits at the Penis Museum? Is it literally just peni? Is that a word? What is right.
Well, I was going to say willies, but
let's go with willies.
So apparently there are more than 200 willies on display there.
Human willy? No.
Mostly mammals, right. But there are some human willies there too.
I
think four.
You've totally just
She's
made
counted.
That up. Why?
Because, no, apparently the guy who founded it was... was gifted a bull's penis when he was young.
A bull's penis.
To use
paperweight.
To use as a whip.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. And they call it a pizzle. Apparently.
When
pizzle.
He was young. What's when this, he like was a Christmas present? Like, well, I wanted a Mr. Frosty. I mean, he got
I got a girl's world. Tracy got fuzzy felt.
He got a bull's penis.
He got a bull's penis.
It's different.
It's hard
I
to wrap.
I on my list as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right, and that started sort of like a bit of an obsession.
Yeah, and then he started, and then people thought it was funny, so they would give him
that does happen, penises. Though, doesn't it? You've got to be careful.
Yes.
As soon as you say to somebody, I'm into, I don't know.
Yeah.
Owls,
you
end up with like literally 100 owls every time it's your birthday, Christmas. Yeah. Oh, look, there's another owl.
It happened with me and Elvis.
Oh,
so it's Elvis's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Elvis!
Happy birthday, Elvis. You know he's dead.
Yeah, well, so they say.
So they say, and it's David Bowie's birthday. But Elvis, I loved Elvis, and I fell in love with Elvis the day after he died. And do you know what? That's a little bit of a great metaphor for my love life.
But
anyway, and I didn't make the mistake. I mentioned, and to this day, I still get things about Elvis. I don't want to segue from Elvis to penises.
No.
So you do it.
Okay. So what we're saying is this guy had a bit of a thing for penises.
Yeah, but I don't think in a weird way.
No.
It doesn't sound weird at all, does it?
No, I'm going to open a penis museum. Nothing strange about that, Tracy. Nothing strange.
You know the Vagina Museum, Frenzo's show?
Yes.
One of the reasons they opened the Vagina Museum, what was the grand opening comment that you kept making?
When is the grand opening of the Vagina Museum?
And it's in Camden, isn't it? In the stables in Camden.
We still haven't been.
We haven't been. Well, I know you are not on the list. I mean, I'm available. I'm welcome anytime. Theirs was for an educational reason, and it was on the back of this museum that there was nothing similar for women or for vagina owners.
Well, I think their thing was that people don't talk about vaginas, perhaps in the same way... Well, women don't talk about their vaginas in the same way that men talk about their penises. Mm, So... I don't know. Do we need a penis museum in the world? I mean, is it popular? Does it get a lot of visitors?
It is popular, I think. It is quite popular over there. I mean, they've got... I think their biggest... exhibit is a 5-foot-long whale penis. Wow. Which I'd quite like to see, actually.
I'm 5 foot long.
And what I saw on the... I haven't visited, unfortunately.
I'm only 5 foot... Well, I'm 5 foot four, but I pretend I'm 5 foot five.
Are you 5 foot four?
I mean, when you put it in perspective...
Sure. I mean, and they were... I don't... Honestly, my brain is censoring.
Picture this. You go into a big grand house and you have the trophies with the heads. But apparently, they have the trophy shields but with penises.
Is that how they do it?
And that's how they display them.
And so what you can do... And you can hang your coats on it.
It's very practical.
So basically you're walking in somewhere and there's just this kind of umbrella action of winkies.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's one on the maybe list.
That's on the possible list.
But like you say about the gift shop though, because they do have they do sell things like the willy warmers.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh dear.
Sure. Does it
I suppose in Iceland it's cold, to be fair. It's probably place you would need one.
What if the man of your dreams, I mean, this was it, your whole life you waited for, owned
Bradley
a Willy
Cooper.
Bradley, oh, I like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, so what would I do if Bradley Cooper said, come on, Ferns, he was wearing a Willy Warmer? Yeah. I think I'd let him off. No, I don't know, actually. It might be a deal breaker. Yeah. I don't know.
Where else are we going?
Let's go to Amsterdam, shall we?
Amsterdam. So, yes.
Amsterdam.
So, I first went to Amsterdam when I was 15.
Wow.
And with my parents and my younger brother.
What, and Frank's house, I'm guessing, rather than what we're now
the sex
talk
museum.
About.
We weren't allowed in because it's only over 18s to go in the sex museum, but they did insist on us having a photo taken by the big fiberglass Willy on the outside. So me and my brother, who was I think 11 at the time, were stood looking mortified as we had our picture taken.
That's the beautiful Christmas card, the family shot. That's lovely. It was nice. Does Amsterdam, you'd imagine Amsterdam with its history would have loads of sex museums.
It screams sex, doesn't it?
Yeah, but a lot of it's made, well, it's rather than the museum, it's more about the shops, the sex shops.
The commerciality of
it. Yes, and I was there a few months ago, actually, back in October, and I found myself in one of these sex shops.
Oh. just randomly, just stumbled
accident.
In.
I was looking for the spa. And
I was naked, ready for my massage.
Fell over. And we found, I was there with a friend, and we'd had a couple of beers, and we found this... hot water face. I don't think I can say that word.
Hot water face.
It's
are we talking alliteration?
Yes, I've got it.
And in the blank.
Why is it hot water?
It's for
because tepid water doesn't sound.
Yeah.
It's for fellatio.
So it was a plastic sort of molded girl's world head with an open mouth which had a kind of latex which you filled with hot water.
Oh
yeah,
a little bit like a water bed.
70 euros.
That seems quite reasonable.
I think that's quite expensive.
Oh, did you
wow,
can't put a price on on love though, can you? So it's like a kind of contained tube at the back of the mouth.
It is. It reminded me of a girl's world's head.
Yeah.
And it's filled with water.
Blonde, brunette?
Blonde.
Well, could you make it brunette?
I think you could probably possibly put a hat on it or
a stretched willy warmer on it.
Back to the sex museum.
Yes.
Yes.
So what sort of exhibits are we talking about here? Like, what kind of things are on show?
I think it's just a lot of it is things to do, you know, things to do with sex and
just like the history,
but it's history of sex toys.
Is it educational? I want to know if there's an educational element.
No, not really.
Okay, it's just about going and pointing at things.
Yes,
and
love it. I reckon it's mainly aimed at the stag market.
Yeah,
I imagine
and
so.
Hen market.
Yeah, I would say that's yeah, definitely. I'm intrigued by the next place on your list. The Secret Cabinet in Naples.
What?
Oh, now this was a real treat, yes. So Naples, it has the National Archaeology Museum, and it's fascinating. It's full of ancient Roman bits and bobs. And right,
is that a euphemism?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And in fact, they've got the Gabinetto Segreto, which is the secret cabinet, which is all the erotic art and porn discovered at Pompeii when they
up Pompeii yeah, quite literally, because we tend to think, I think sometimes, like, oh, you know, we invented
porn's
sex.
New
yeah porn's new, it's a new phenomenon, people weren't into that, you know, donkeys years ago, but they were.
Oh,
sex has
they were
always
all over
been
it, yeah.
all, like, they were all over it,
the
they
Romans
were.
But we,
they but were though weird. Weren't they the yeah. Romans were right goers,
yeah.
No.
Suddenly Miss History GCSE comes alive. Suddenly she's interested. They see that education wasn't wasted. Can I ask something about that, though? Why do you... Like, if we did any etchings now to prove our day-to-day lives, would we choose to draw porn on the wall? Do you know what I mean? It's like, why...
Well, I don't know where you went to school, but yes. Absolutely.
But do you know what I mean? So the Pompeii stuff, it's examples of the porn or etchings about the porn?
Well, there's both, actually. There's
really?
A lot of, yeah, there was a thing that was the god of Priapus, who had a very
bendy,
large penis, but he didn't
use it
for sex.
We're not talking 5 foot, we're not back to the whale.
No, but
we?
He's quite, it's probably half the size of him, I would say, from
what?
My memory of
my gosh.
Of
all I'm thinking is the way a trousers fall. Do you know what I mean?
It was more to ward off enemies and thieves, apparently.
What, that you were hit, big, thwacked yeah. around the head?
Yes.
It handy.
So there's porn. So there was what about him?
So he was like quite a hero back then, and so they had they uncovered etchings of penises above, like, doorways to protect your home. So rather than you'd have the lucky heather or lucky horseshoe, you'd have a penis chipped into
the... Oh,
we should
do that at your flat. It's so... lovely. Above your front door. Beautiful.
Come on in. Oh, no. Well, that's a warm welcome. We'll talk about mixed messages. Yeah. There's a welcome mat. Spelt Matt, double T. And there's just a big old winky on the top. I'm not sure about this.
I think, though, that if you visit these sorts of places when you are on holiday, it almost doesn't count. And by that, I mean, like, on holiday, do you not get that sort of mischievous thing where you want to do things you wouldn't normally do at home? And I imagine that's why these sorts of places do well.
That's interesting.
Do you not get that? Do you not kind of feel a little bit... We've discussed hotel sex before. It's a similar thing.
Yeah.
I just think when you're away from reality, away from normality...
So what happens in Pompeii stays in Pompeii.
That kind of thing. I think there's that sort of thing, shall we go to the sex museum in Amsterdam? Yeah. Or let's do it.
Yeah.
Whereas you might not visit it, you know, in Brighton.
Yeah.
Or you might. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, you'd think in a place like Brighton there'd be somewhere like that. Well, there isn't.
There's nothing. Have you been researching?
Yes, I can't find anything. Very thoroughly.
You know who'd
know? Obviously, who?
David Miller.
Leave poor David Miller out of it.
We sent him to a strip club.
Yeah. He's still recovering
Lucky David.
From the experience. But, you know, aside from kind of lap dancing clubs, I mean, there's a fetish scene, but there's no kind of museum, is there? There's no sort of museum dedicated to erotica.
Does the museum, and I'm not saying this anti our friends at the Vagina Museum, does it take the fun out of it? If it's suddenly an educational thing?
I, I don't think so.
Do we need museums now we've got the internet?
Yes, we do.
Do we?
Yeah. It's always nice to see a whale penis
in flesh.
Talking, obviously, with your travel writer head on, I tell you something else I'm reading about. There's a real increase in adult package holidays.
Oh, well, yes.
And I'm putting the word adult in inverted commas.
I think you should put package in inverted commas as well.
Yes, package should definitely be in there. Yes, so, I mean, there's lots of different companies that do this, but just looking at one here, they offer a selection of superior, sexually stimulating, all-inclusive holidays to serve the needs of travellers who want to encounter a freer lifestyle when on their break. The company offer a variety of packages, starting at entry level, the mind boggles, and moving on to a clothing optional holiday option. The party package is for those seeking a discreet playground for adults to satisfy their sensual side, while the Wild at Heart tour includes wet and wild foam parties.
Oh.
They arrange these holidays primarily in Jamaica, interestingly. Mm. I mean, I'm not drawing any conclusions, but you did say you'd...
me and Harrison Ford are offended.
We actually went to Jamaica a few years ago, and that was a bizarre one. I remember being sat at this beach bar, and there was an American dad arranging for a sex worker to... get up to stuff with his 18-year-old son.
What, in front of you?
Yeah, he didn't care that we could hear. I mean, obviously, I mean, I was eavesdropping. Of course. I am prone to that a little bit, you know.
You're behind a bar with a glass up against your ear.
But yeah, that's I remember that.
And what happened?
This woman showed up and went off with his son. I think it was like for his like 18th birthday or something.
Oh, man.
I know. I mean, that's another odd birthday present, isn't it? What was it?
Bull's penis?
Or a sex worker. What's
wrong with a voucher?
Exactly. What's wrong with a book token?
Just a little book token.
But apparently Jamaica is very big when it comes to this market of these kind of sexually open holidays, as is Mexico, Cancun. Now, I nearly ended up... Right, this is going to age me, but do you remember when you used to go on Teletext to book a holiday? Do you remember?
Yes.
And you'd look and you'd go, oh, look, it's the right bargain. £300 for a fortnight. And you'd be like, when you phoned up, it was never that, was it? It was always more. But I remember calling, and me and Paul hadn't been together very long. In fact, we'd only been together about 6 months. It was one of those holidays, a bit make or break, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think, when it's that early on in a relationship, because... it's the first time you're going to spend any sort of great length of time together, you know.
First time you're going to see the armbands.
Let's not get on to Paul's armband. Paul Tracy doesn't know about Paul's armbands. Anyway. But I remember speaking to a lovely lady on Teletext holidays, and I found this really good deal, and I wanted to book it. And then she went to me, look, love, you know it's adults only, don't you? And I said, yeah, no, that's what we want. We've got no kids. Adults only. She goes, No. Adults only. I won't say the name of the hotel because it's probably still going, but it was the something getaway. And she said to me, no, she went, you know, like, you'll be making friends in the hot tub. And I think that's when the penny dropped. And I went, oh, okay. But can you imagine
if
we rocked up there?
Can you imagine how offended people are? You will not stop doing accents. I don't know how many times I had to tell you. What was that?
I don't know. Welsh.
And he's got a hot tub at home.
Yes, but there's nothing. There's no funny business. Hello. There's no Hampus funny Cross? Business.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
No funny business going on there, thank you.
So did you go there?
We didn't, no. We did drive past it, though.
Several times.
Peering over the fence.
And the holiday went well?
Yes, it was. Yeah, no, it was good.
And is that when you realised that you would stay together?
Yeah. And there was no funny business. No funny business in the hot tub. So it was
good.
It wasn't one of these sexy adult-only hotels. But just reading this article written by a director of one of these holidays, he's saying that... when he first had the idea 5 years ago, the market wasn't quite ready for it. But, he says, with the increase in demand for rubbish on TV, such as Love Island...
Who is this?
Who is this man? There has now been a big shift in attitude and expectation for older couples and singles being able to express and enjoy themselves, even if this means skinny dipping together or partying till 3 a.m. this guy, John Lombari, director of Uniquely Adult, says the 18 to 30 concept is now changing to 18 to 78.
Yeah, okay. Well, as the oldest person in this room, I'm going to
I never went on an 18 to 30 holiday,
no,
did you?
No.
Tracy?
No.
No. Never really appealed to me.
Oh, it definitely appealed to me.
Oh, did it? Tracy's like, book me on one now.
I love it.
So why didn't you go?
My mum wouldn't let me.
Tracy.
Oh, so it's okay having your picture taken with a giant penis when you were 14, but not to go on holiday.
Not allowed to play with them. No.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Well, Catholic? Look. Catholic family?
No.
Now that 18 to 30 concept has shifted, we should all go.
Well, here's the thing. Mm. No.
No. Okay. What is the sexiest holiday you've been on, though? Have you ever had a fling on holiday? I mean, I once had a dalliance with a Haven mate. Which is like a down market Redco. I'm not sure it counts. So come on,
like
trust me on
dancing.
This one, girls. I'd like
a Haven
say
it was just
like Dirty Dancing. Oh, it was so Patrick Swayze, not.
I once wrote a feature for a magazine called Shaven Havens, true story. Oh. But anyway, my point is, Alison, someone needs to marry me quickly.
They do.
Because this can't go on.
No.
Have I had flings on holidays?
You must have had a holiday romance.
I had, but only when I was a kid. Well, you know about him.
Oh,
Kelvin from Port Talbot.
Kelvin from Port Talbot.
Oh. Yeah.
We tried to find him.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we tried to track him down.
We think he's an undercover policeman. Mm. He's doing a very good job. We couldn't find him.
Yeah. Tracy, any holiday flings?
Probably when I was 18, 19, I spent a summer in Mallorca.
A summer?
A summer, yeah.
Wow.
I was hair wrapping on the beach, doing the hair braiding, so I was a real hottie.
Oh, amazing.
I've seen man in every port.
I've seen Tracy in a bikini.
And?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
You are, oh my God, that body. Tracy did the Christmas Brighton swim thing.
Oh,
I lost
one
my centre hat.
I am
one of those.
My gosh, Christmas Day you went.
Yeah,
oh.
It's my fourth year running.
Gosh. So I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, actually, and they were saying that sea swimming's changed their life.
There's something really thrilling about
that's
it.
That's what
yeah.
they were saying, like open water swimming, kind of, it's just really cold water swimming has just given them a whole new...
It would help psoriasis.
I think they were talking about, you know, mentally. Oh, it's given
it's
them a
really,
real lift.
Last year I swam until October, I think, in the sea. And that's only quite recently that
don't
I've got.
Don't you get scared?
Yeah. Oh, I don't go out very far.
How far do you go?
Generally touch the bottom.
Yeah, because you're 6 foot 1. Hey, don't. When I saw Jaws when I was a kid, I could barely sit on the toilet for about 6 months after. I thought a baby shark was going to come and bite my beautiful bottom. Can you teach me to swim?
Yes.
Thank you.
Should we talk about sexy hotels?
I wish we... That's why I'm here.
They are also a thing. In fact, there was a recent survey where people were asked whether they would ever buy a hotel intimacy kit. Do you even know what one of those is?
Was that like a room service? Yeah, just...
Yeah. So it's got like condoms in, lube, sometimes sex toys. Yeah. I imagine there are different packages depending on how much money you want to spend. I once stayed in a hotel in Brighton, actually, where you could buy sex toys. There was like a menu in the room.
Yeah.
And then they would just deliver it. Not that I know, but I heard they would deliver these items.
Are they hygienically
packaging wrapped?
Yeah,
they're not used. They're new.
To borrow.
Not to borrow. I mean, come on now.
Do you... So is it the hotel that's the really sexy boutique hotel in Brighton?
Yes, it's that one.
It's gorgeous.
And each of the rooms
that's
a
sexy room.
Thing.
That's a sexy place.
But some of the beds you can like be tied to.
Yeah.
Some of them got like stocks in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite
OXO cube.
Yeah, just like that. I found a list actually of the sexiest hotels in the world. Shall we see if we want to check in?
Let's see if any of us have been to it.
Yeah.
Let's play this game.
Yeah. number one, well, should we start with one? No, we shouldn't really do that. I need to do it kind of pop picker style and start with the bottom and
come
work
on, you've
our
had
way
some training.
Up.
Come
yeah,
on,
here
use
we
it.
Go. So the banyan tree in Mexico, this sounds nice. Exotic spa treatments in the privacy of your own guest room. An on-site romance consultant. I don't know what they do.
I don't know, but I want that gig. Yeah.
That's a good gig, isn't it?
Can I say something else before you carry on? I went to this Jamaica trip was an Aveda trip as well. So it was an Aveda outpost. So every place we went we'd have the massage thing and all the Aveda treatments. Can you imagine? Ooh. And there was one, I was sitting, I was drinking white Russians as I was being massaged and looking over at the ocean.
Oh, yeah. That's my dream right there. I know.
Can you go through this list? Can you do the accent of each country as you say the...
I don't think so. Get taken off the air. So the one thing they do offer couples at this particular resort is a romantic ensuite bath for two. What do we think about bathing with... Oh, look at Tracy's face.
No,
she's
not
keen,
sure.
Is she?
Oh, she's
no.
happy with swimming.
Well,
she's
not
happy
with my swimming own husband. In the
Someone else's. I'll consider it.
Your husband's very handsome.
Oh, thank you very much. Beach.
No, he's good. I'll send him
Never
round.
Invite her for dinner.
No, he's really handsome. You're a beautiful couple.
I'm just trying to be pleasant. He's lovely.
But you wouldn't want to have a bath with him, according to Tracy.
You are very welcome to have a bath with him. I'll supply the Mr. Matey.
Bath time, yeah. Bath time is bath time. Solo time.
Solo time. Solo yeah, time. I think so.
Maybe Luther Vandross. Luther Vandross.
Oh. At number nine is a hotel called 60 in Beverly Hills. So this is do it with the lights off. Oh, hang on. There are no lights in the rooms. Oh, I quite like that as a concept. I'm all about this hotel.
Of course, we can do this at home. We
could just. Yeah.
Do you remember putting red light bulbs in to make your room sexy?
I don't remember doing that. I heard there
was that when you lived in Amsterdam?
I was going to say, I've heard about certain women doing that, but wow, you did that?
Of course I did.
Really? Yeah. Red light bulb? No. The only thing about this hotel is, so they've got this mood lighting that's been taken to the extreme with very dimly lit rooms, but they've also got mirrors on the ceiling. Oh. I don't fancy that.
One of my first flats had mirrors on the ceiling.
Hello.
Did it?
Unfortunately, I used to have to put my glasses on to see anything. Which kind of, sort of, you know, alters the mood a bit.
And did you utilise the reflection action?
No, it was all. I was always mortified to see my big bottom.
Oh,
up there.
I
or
don't
anyone's
think
big
I'd
bottom, to be
to.
Honest.
I don't
no,
think
it's
I'd
not.
Want a mirrored ceiling.
I think...
No. I tell you what I would like. I'd like to go to a hotel with a waterbed. Ever since I went to the Idle Home exhibition when I was a kid, I've always harboured this dream of a waterbed.
Really? Well, yeah. No, I can't swim, so that really freaks me out.
I'd take a waterbed over a mirrored ceiling.
So have you sat on a waterbed?
Yeah.
Have you slept in a waterbed?
No. They frown upon that at the Idle Home exhibition. You're only allowed to try it out for
the ticket lasts
short
for an
while.
Afternoon. Yeah. But do you, when you sat on it, what's the benefit of it? Does it encase your body? Because my back.
I think it's supposed to be good for backs.
I'm thinking about my back.
Yeah.
And can you heat the water?
I guess you can.
So is it like
really
the hot water
face thing?
They were a big thing, weren't they, years ago? But you don't really hear about people having water beds nowadays.
Well, maybe people drowned.
Well, and I suppose, you know, there's flooding is an issue if it leaks. You know.
I have tried one once. Yeah. in an old student house, my landlords had one. Eww. And when they were out, I went and had a little lie on it. Sorry.
And how was it?
And it made me feel sick.
Seasick?
Yeah, it was seasick because it just sort of rippled. It was horrible. I wouldn't want to sleep in one at all.
Wow, you've lived in some places, haven't you?
Yeah. At number eight, we move on to downtown LA. And this is the Standard. It says play more than...
Been there, baby.
Have you? With Harrison? Or was this someone else?
Just, you know, stayed there. That's the hotel where there's a... there's a kind of case, glass case at reception.
It's hilarious you say you've been there, because I'm just going to read the top line. Okay? To say the Standard downtown LA caters to kinky crowds would be an understatement. I mean, I'm just reading what it says.
Oh, you went there. No.
She was there, hands up. I was there. There's a plaque on the wall. Phoebe Lynch stayed here. It says, play more than just footsie in select guest bathrooms, where you'll find a giant 5 feet long and 3 feet high black foot constructed out of foam and rubber. And it's designed to be used as a stand-in for a bed. Look at the picture of it. It's literally a foot. It's a massive foot.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Is that all you... All right. Okay. Wow. And you can also enjoy the rooftop pool. And up at the pool, did you use the poolside water pods? It says from there you can enjoy a little bit of titillation in the afternoon sun.
This is how I love that I'm the kind of the naughty one in the show. None of that was happening for me there. I was just there, Brit abroad, drunk. I was so excited to be at the Standard in LA.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. We're staying in California. Mm. We're going to the Chateau Ventana Mama? Inn and Spa on the Big Sur. Here, you can enjoy an oversized hammock in front of the River Rock fireplace.
Wouldn't oversized hammock be such a sexy name for some... Hideous, isn't it?
And the pool is clothing optional. Mm. Yeah.
The problem is, there's a level of drunk I need to be.
Before they come out.
Before anything's happening. Do you know what I mean?
But also, I often think that less is more, if you know what I mean. Like, I think it's sexier to have something covered. On.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to see everything. Straight away.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Annie, I know.
I think a little bit of mystique.
Yes.
More about the mystique.
Yes.
Right, we're going to Napa now. It's very American, this list, isn't it? But anyway, this is the Calistoga Ranch. Oh, this looks gorgeous. Anyway, this is all about winemaking. Learn the ins and outs of winemaking. Get drunk, basically. Then dine on house-made gnocchi.
Oh.
And then have a bit of nookie. That's what they're basically saying.
Yeah. Did you just make that up, or was they saying that?
They're saying that.
Okay.
We're going to Bali next. This is all about couples massage.
Oh, you again, love that.
I don't love it. It was one of the most awkward experiences of my life. Again, I hadn't been with Paul long, you know, in the honeymoon phase where you try and pretend you're like, you know, a woman of the world.
Yeah.
And I think it was a Christmas present and I bought it for him and we went for this couples massage and it was just me and him and this young girl in a room that was too small and she was teaching us how to massage each other and it was, well, look, I mean, you're cringing.
See, I love that cringing. We've asked you and I've said to you and so was the, you know, was the holiday make or break and did it go well? I should be asking Paul these questions. Why, Paul?
I've made him sign an agreement never to talk about this stuff in public.
He's unable to talk about it.
He only talks to his therapist about these things. The Drake Hotel in Toronto says here, fancy a pleasure feather? How about a smoking between the sheets session with Charlotte's famous rabbit pearl of Sex and the City fame? So this is a hotel where you can order all sorts of things on room service. They also have a curated collection of steamy flicks. They provide a silk blindfold, warming liquids and massage oils. Also included in the tickle trunk, are they actually calling it that? A 24-carat dildo for lovers with a penchant for precious metals. That's going to set you back. Oh, we're to Italy next. This is the Sextantio. I mean, if you book a hotel that's called the Sextantio, I think you know what you're signing up for. No? I don't know. Again, it's all about couples massage, candlelit dinners, freestanding bathtubs. It looks beautiful, actually.
It's like if you have to go to this much trouble. You know, for me, being in a hotel... just that is sexy.
Just take it to a travel lodge. Just happy.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Just, you know, lovely sheets. Doesn't even have to be lovely sheets. A mini bar. Food being brought to me.
Las Vegas is at number two. The SLS, Las Vegas Resort and Casino. There's something sexy about Las Vegas, I think.
Yeah.
So I've been there a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah. There is something sexy about Vegas. I just think it's the
whole... because it's not... there's no rules in Vegas.
Exactly.
So you can pretty much get away with anything. You can do anything.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I'm not sure, though, about the peekaboo showers at this particular hotel. Again. You need a little bit of alone time, don't you?
I mean, frosted glass doesn't even do it for me.
No.
I need proper... I want a wall. Mm. I want a concrete block between me and anyone.
I like the sound of the Saint and Sinner mini bar amenities, though.
Oh, what's that? Yeah.
I don't really know, but I like the sound of it. They also provide an intimacy kit, but their big selling point, they say, is that their hotel staff are very discreet. They're very used to naughty guest behaviour.
Sure.
And they encourage everyone to indulge in some Sin City fun. I imagine when you work in a hotel, you must see all sorts going on. Because again, it goes back to that thing, doesn't it? People are on holiday, so the normal rules don't apply.
Yeah.
You know, people booking in as Mr. and Mrs. Smith and all that jazz.
That's where the NDAs should be, isn't it? With the hotel staff. Mm. Well, Hotel Babylon, all those books, were they about...
Yeah, they were based on... I forget which hotel in London, but they were based on an actual hotel.
Was it one in London?
Yeah, it was. Ooh. I remember chatting to a woman, actually, who now works in a hotel in Sussex. I won't name the hotel or the lady, but she was telling me that a lot of that stuff she witnessed. Yeah, it's not made up. That all goes on. Because, again, I think when people are in a hotel room, I don't know what happens to your brain, but you just kind of go...
But so that's why I don't think you need the extra stuff. I just think the Saints and Sinners, whatever it was called, the minibar, that's a great idea. Some little goodies in that, but I don't think you need anything on top of that.
No. At number one, the Gramercy Park Hotel in New York City.
Oh, I already love it.
Humphrey Bogart married his first wife on the hotel rooftop.
That sounds ominous.
The Rolling Stones have stayed there. And you can give your leading lady the royal treatment by requesting the key. There's only one to the hallowed grounds of Gramercy Park. Oh, my gosh. And so it's only accessible to hotel guests and there's only one key. So it's just you and your loved one in the park.
But what if if you don't like your loved one? So it's you in a park with someone you don't like.
But why have you got a holiday with them?
Well,
I'd like
to see if
them?
It works. Because you're both free and you're a bit like, oh. And maybe it only works because you've got all the other stuff going on. When it's just you and them, you're like, oh. I'd want to go on Twitter.
No, you can't do that. Not when you're on a sexy break.
I'd want to...
So what are we doing then for 2020? Where are we booking? Out of all the places we've discussed, we need to make some decisions here. Where are we going? What are we doing?
I don't know, Mum.
Need to think.
I want to go back to Jamaica. No, I want to go to... I know what we all want to do.
Go on.
The karaoke.
Karaoke.
Porno karaoke. I think that is the way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm up for
it. We'll do that. We'll stay in a travel lodge. Bibi will be happy.
Bibi will be happy. Bibi, you won't see Bibi again for a year. Is there a dress code for porno karaoke?
Was it porno trash.
Porno trash.
Yeah.
Okay. Ali's all right.
Hello. I'm wearing it. I'm sorted. I'm good to go. Amazing. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in and taking us on this X-rated tour.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Quickly tell me about your podcast.
Ah, the Carry On podcast, which I might mention the porno karaoke on our next show, actually.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's called the Carry On podcast, and you can find us on Twitter and at thecarryonpodcast.com.
And
it's all about travel. Don't need this gold in the hold. I need to practice this bit.
You did very well.
It's hilarious. It's brilliant. It's travel tips and places to go and just insider, stories about travel.
Guess what I found?
Oh, here we go. Orgasm Addict.
Yay! We can play it. Are you going to do the Claire Rain a bit for us or not? No.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right, but don't panic.
I can't imagine you, Claire Rayner, and that song.
Well, I think, try harder.
It's just, amazing. You're going to love this. So, I mentioned the hotel in Mexico that I nearly booked for my first holiday. So I just thought I'd go on and see if it's still going.
Oh, sure. You've got an anniversary coming up.
Anyway, it is. The reviews on it are just brilliant, right? So, normal TripAdvisor reviews are like, I don't know, restaurant was nice. Do you know
Service
what I mean?
A bit slow.
Yeah. This is just hilarious, right? It's common to see people have sex on the chairs outside the hot tub. I even saw people clap after one couple finished. Just brilliant. And I hope you don't mind, but I've booked you in to Hedonism 2 in Jamaica.
Yeah, sure.
It's only 3-star. Well, I'm not being a snob, but if I was going to go on a kind of all-inclusive sex break, I think I'd spend a bit of money on that. I think I'd go 5-star at least.
Yeah.
You're going to love it, though.
Yeah.
There's a playroom.
Oh, fabulous.
I'm not sure what goes on in there.
Kaplunk.
I dread to think. They also do naked aerobics.
Oh, I mean, it's the dream.
Water aerobics.
Oh, water. I can't swim.
Oh, that's going to be armbands. Back to armbands. Okay, sure. Again. So, yeah, so you're booked in for that a couple of weeks in July. So that's something to look forward to. Well, again, I've learned a lot. Thank you. To Tracy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
what are
Tracy.
We talking about next week? Do we know?
Me handing in my P45, I think.
Right, okay. As always, if you have any ideas of topics that you would like to hear us discuss on the programme, you can always get in touch. You can email Bebe because she's much better at replying than I am.
How many emails are in your inbox?
Oh, don't. It's bad after Christmas. 47,299.
Actually, it gives me, it brings me, I am having a panic attack.
You can't cope with it.
bb.lynch@bbc.co.uk.
You can also, what else can you do? No, just do that. Don't email do me. That. Just do that. Brilliant. And we will be back next week. I don't know what we'll be talking about, but we'll find. We'll
and
find
happy new year, everyone, and happy travels.
Yes, and happy everything else as well.
That was heartfelt.